Northumberland 89.7.
In keeping with the Indigenous Protocol, CFWN-FM, Northumberland 89.7, acknowledges that we are broadcasting from the traditional territory of the Mississauga Nation and the Alderville First Nation.
The Nothing Exists Radio Hour may include discussion of a sensitive nature. The opinions expressed are those of Liz England and her guests. If you have any questions or comments, please contact Liz through her website at nothingexistsradio.org.
What are you doing here?
I'm here to have a great time.
And what's your number one sex tip?
Always get consent.
Thank you. Hi, what's your name?
Beatrice.
And what are you doing here?
I'm gonna have a good time.
And what's your number one sex tip?
Always use tongue.
Thank you. Hi, what's your name?
My name is Oliver.
And what are you doing here?
I have no idea.
What's your number one sex tip?
Always get feedback.
Oh, good one. Thanks. Hi, what's your name?
My name is Marielle Lambert.
And what are you doing here tonight?
Truthfully, I got dragged here. No. No, it was an event that I've missed over the past couple of years, and I thought, why not try it this year? So,
awesome.
I'm excited to see what's going to happen.
Perfect. What's your number one sex tip?
Truthfully, don't have one. Except maybe, I don't know. I don't have one. I'm sorry. I can't answer that.
That's fair. Thank you. Hi, what's your name?
My name is Avril.
And what are you doing here?
I came down to see what's going on, to check out this event. It's the first time I came because I've always been busy on this evening. So finally I was free and decided to come down and support the charity and support the event.
And what's your number one sex tip?
Consent matters.
Thanks. Hi, what's your name?
My name is Oliver Steins.
And what are you doing here?
Well, I came to support Miranda in her third annual Masturbate Festival, which I've been partaking in or been helpful in some respect over the last 3 years.
And what's your number one sex tip?
Sex tip? Oh, my goodness. Make it consensual.
Excellent. Thank you. Hi, what's your name?
Brenda.
And what are you doing here tonight?
I come to enjoy Masturbate. We were here last year and I thoroughly enjoyed it.
And what's your number one sex tip?
Number one what?
My number one. Oh, dear. You really got me on that one. love all sex.
Perfect. Thanks. Hi, what's your name?
Andy.
And what are you doing here?
I was told I could come.
And what's your number one sex tip?
Number one sex tip?
Yeah.
The one on the end of my dick.
Hi, what's your name?
Whatever you want to be.
And what are you doing here tonight?
No good. Working for the forces of evil.
Fair.
Waiting for Batman to show up and save you all. Somebody's got to be the bad guy.
You're the villain.
It's a job. Somebody's got to do it.
Fair enough.
But then all the pretty girls hate you, and then you make up with them, and then they love you. You know, it's good guys are a dime a dozen, but you know, bad guys, they can redeem our precious thing. They all want to save the bad guys.
Fair enough. And what's your number one sex tip? Number one sex tip.
Oh, that's a good question. Sex, don't get caught. The best sex comes out of love. And the kinkiest stuff is the most gentle and the most respectful.
Hmm. Thank you.
It's a nice to meet you.
Hi, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Sarah Jerry.
And what are you doing here tonight?
What am I doing here tonight? I am the transport for various people to this event.
Excellent, that's helpful.
I have my little white rabbit out there, and we drive around, and it's great.
Perfect. And what's your number one sex tip?
Number one sex tip is, it's twofold. Part one, part two. Part one is mutual consent, so everyone has to be in agreement. And number two is you should have a special skill.
Ooh.
So you should go and learn a special skill. So my particular special skill is I have 10 years of reflexology treatment. So I do foot massage, right? So that's what I do. So, you know, after an hour in my hands, you'll be ready to go. So that's what that is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. Always available. I got all my kid in the car, so you let me know.
Perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Paul.
And what are you doing here tonight, Paul?
I'm just coming to masturbate.
And what's your number one sex tip?
Number one sex tip is, let's see. Number one sex tip. Don't do it alone when you can do it with someone else.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hi, what's your name?
Angelique Hieronymus.
And what are you doing here tonight?
I'm showing some of my work. I'm a professional artist. I have a studio here in Port Hope. And I love what they're doing here.
And what's your number one sex tip?
My number one sex tip. I have no idea. Wear a condom.
That's a good one. Thank you.
Okay.
Hi, what's your name?
My name's Bailey.
And what are you doing here tonight?
I'm here to watch a video, The Growing Man, here for all the fun.
And what's your number one sex tip?
Something safe. Keeps everybody happy.
Thank you. Hi, what's your name?
Jess.
And what are you doing here tonight?
We're here to have fun. I guess maybe masturbate, I don't know.
And what's your number one sex tip?
Always wear a condom. Always.
Thank you. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Sarah Kennedy.
And what are you doing here?
I came out to have a good time.
And what's your number one sex tip?
Relax. Relax. Ease into it.
Thank you. Hi, what's your name?
I don't think I want to tell you.
That's fair.
What are you doing here tonight?
Exploring.
And what's your number one sex tip?
Get out of your head.
That's really good. Thank you. Hi, what's your name?
Vincent.
And what are you doing here tonight?
Just looking.
And what's your number one sex tip?
Tab?
Tip.
Tip. Oh, have lots.
Thank you. What's your name?
Mallory.
And what are you doing here tonight?
Checking it out.
And what's your number one sex tip?
Oh, God.
I don't know. Ask him.
Thank
He's got it.
Thanks.
What? Hi, what's your name?
My name's Aaron.
And what are you doing here, Aaron?
I'm following my girlfriend to what seems to be a pretty nice event.
And what's your number one sex tip?
I'd say, you know, you gotta take care of your woman regardless. Put their needs before yours.
Awesome. Thanks.
Perfect. Not a problem.
Hi, what's your name?
Cody.
And what are you doing here?
Just here with some friends.
And what's your number one sex tip?
Empty the balls.
Thanks.
So I've been a musician for a while. I performed at the first Masturbate, and this is a little song I wrote about dick pics. It's called Don't Send It to Me. Get your phone out of your pants. You could stand to learn a little bit about romance. Get your phone out of your pants. You could stand to learn a little bit about romance. I hear some ladies love them, but I am not one of them. If you did not solicit your pick, I will abhor it. But these are some fun dick pics. These are other ideas of things you could send. Make it artful. Make it creative. Do some fucking lighting, bro. At least you're honest with me. It's all about your dick. Maybe I am too picky. No. Get your phone out of your pants. You could stand to learn a little bit about romance. Get your phone out of your pants. You could stand to learn a little bit about romance. Don't send it to me. 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 Don't send it to me unless you ask and it's creative. Don't send it to me. 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 Don't send it to me.
Hi. Welcome, Miranda, to a very strange version of the Nothing Exists Radio Hour.
I'm glad to be here, or I'm glad that you are here.
I know, like, who is hosting here? What's going on?
I guess we're co-hosting. Well, I'm hosting my thing, and you're hosting your thing.
We're simultaneously hosting our things. Okay, so, look at that. I'm funny. Okay, so this is all being recorded. If you were lucky enough to come and hang out with me in my super cool corner at the back and to answer a couple of questions, you're going to be part of the end product of what this podcast becomes. So keep a lookout. If you're on the Masturbate Threesome Facebook event or the Masturbate Festival group, It's going to be posted there. Miranda, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a local Port Hope resident, and I work in film. I'm a mom and a wife, and I like to throw fun parties for my birthday and raise money for charity.
So something that traditionally I've just kind of done a little spiel at the beginning the last couple of years has been about how we can work on creating a safer space. You know, we're all having like a good time and we're laughing a lot and we're talking about sex and stuff like that. And it's all great and fun, but at the same time, we don't want anyone walking out of here at the end of the night feeling messed up in any way or feeling like something went down here that made them feel uncomfortable or whatever. What to you kind of makes a safer space? How has this worked in previous years?
Well, we encourage at the beginning of the show to have a conversation, especially on stage, about how you could feel safe, different options that you have. We actually have security here, Douglas. He's a really sweet guy. So if you have any problems and you feel comfortable enough talking to him about them, that's cool. We also are really big on consent. Consent to comments, consent to touching, consent to being in one space. We're all working on that. We're all learning about that. This also knows a lot. Consent is sexy.
It sure can be.
Thanks. That was from the audience.
Audience participation into it. So, like, the thing about consent is it's not the same for everyone. It's not, like, cut and dry. It's not simple, right? So, like, me asking you a certain thing, you know, asking if I can hug you, for example, may not be something that you might think to ask me. But if I want you to ask me, all I got to do is say, hey, man, like, can you just ask? Asserting our boundaries is a big part of that, right? So we want to encourage everyone to do that here tonight. And if you need support or anything like that, reach out to someone you trust, reach out to one of the organizers here tonight, one of the performers. Someone will direct you to someone who you can hang out with and chat with. We want everyone to feel good about this. What led you to put this event together?
There's a few different things. I like to make a play on words. And I noticed that there was quite, it kind of rhymes with a bunch of other festivals that go on, Imaginate, Cultivate, Masturbate. So I just thought I'd keep it with the theme in Port Hope.
Fun. And this is the third year, so what makes Masturbate keep going?
I think I'm stuck with it. I mean, it's my birthday party, and I seem to have one every year. I mean, it's like one trip around the sun. So, and I guess people keep expecting it now. You know, they've gotten used to it, and, you know, it's they just keep coming back for more, so I provide.
They just keep coming?
I'm stuck in here.
That's what I like to hear. So, what's your vision for Masturbate overall? Like, what kind of message do you want people leaving with?
I want Masturbate to be everybody's. Because everybody has their own personal experience, and all of the people involved are my friends and even random people who have attended the event, have gotten involved, and I just try to let it happen organically, and I love things that come together that way. And I like to support friends, I like to support people growing and learning how to express themselves. And yeah, that's kind of what I think.
Speaking of which, who are some of the performers that you're really looking forward to seeing this year?
Well, I love all the... This is my birthday party, so I want to be entertained. So I've hand-picked all these performers, and I just hope you guys like them as much as I do. There are some new performers. There's a mystery performer. We've got... Because I love my job... I have a performer that's related to the feature film that was shot here in Port Hope. We have a Pennywise drag act. We have a new performer, Bella. She's like this awesome, bodacious babe who, she's like a lead singer to this awesome band called Minetta, who one of our returning... Minetta! Anyone here Polish know what that means? Anyway. And also, Artie is the drummer for that band as well. So it's kind of like Minetta is moving into Port Hope a little bit. Maybe they'll play here one day, so if you're ready.
You have mentioned a few times now that there are a bunch of return performers, including myself. Why do you keep inviting us back?
You can't fix something that's broken. You don't want to change a good thing. And you guys keep growing every year. Like every year, I'm still super entertained and surprised and amazed. So I'm really glad to have this awesome team, and I look forward to more newer performers to come in. Mm-hmm. Also, Naomi, by the way.
I love Naomi.
Naomi from Peterborough. I love her puppetry. I don't care if anyone gets tired of it.
How could
it.
You? They're all like, what are you talking about? You'll see.
You're going to
see. You'll see. Why does this event focus on sexuality?
Well, it's the name. It's the innuendo.
That's where it started?
It was defaulted that name. You know, and then we just had to go through there. I mean, Amelia, who basically kicked my arse into actually starting this. She's an amazing woman who... Amelia, do you have your PhD yet?
Not yet, no. Only a doctor in 2020.
Yes. So, yeah, this woman, when any kind of idea of shenanigans comes up, she makes it happen. So you got to be careful what you talk about around this girl. Because... she does. And so that's really what happens when you talk. And Amelia really is an awesome woman who's a sexual health educator, and she was able to help me get through all of the innuendos with this, and I'm so glad that she helped me start this awesome, amazing event.
Let's hear it for Amelia.
Hello.
So, Miranda, how does engaging with sexuality keep you well?
I think it's really good to be confrontational. There was like a time in my life that, because of many things, I wasn't very confrontational and I didn't solve problems very well. And I think also from the Me Too movement just recently coming up, it's helped a lot of people get well. You know, we solve a lot of problems with communication and being able to talk about things, being able to joke about things, and also being able to be serious about things.
What's your favorite position?
Executive director, CEO.
Same. Last question before we move on here. What's your number one sex tip?
Well, my number one sex tip is that the secret ingredient is love.
So I've asked a whole bunch of you that question, so I guess it's only fair that I answer it myself as well. My number one sex tip is to be super, super honest with your communication. Tell people what you want. You know what feels good. Tell the person that you're having sex with what you want them to do. Tell them what you want to do to them and see what they think about it. Communicate honestly. Thanks a lot, Miranda.
Thanks, Liz.
My name's Liz England. You can find me as myself on Facebook, Nothing Exists Radio on Instagram, and you can check out my website, nothingexistsradio.org, for all the weird stuff I do, my writing, my podcast. You can also find my podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. Thank you.
I heard there was a dating app you can use when you're sick of the fab. I signed up for it too, it's true, yeah. He signed up on a lonely night. He saw my picture, his pants grew tight. And from that moment, we both knew, yeah. Think I'll screw ya. Think I'll screw ya. Think I'll screw who ya. Think I'll screw ya. Your dick was hard, but I needed proof. I sent some naked photos to you. These titties in this picture, they're for you. Well, wait, I remember. We met up at a bar one night. I got real drunk and my dress was kind of tight. And from that moment, we both knew, yeah. Sing it with me, folks. Think I'll screw ya. Think I'll screw ya. Think I'll screw ya. And think I'll screw. When I find myself in need of a snuggle, my fuck buddy is there for me, singing words of wisdom. Stroke my D, and in the early hours, sexting lights up on my cell phone screen. See your fine ass Friday. Let's choke on some D. I was just doing it right there. Say my name. Say my name. Get some D. Get some D. I love the D. Love the D. I'd make a bad lesbian, but I'll still lick your pussy with that D. Tip your bar staff. Thank you, Saskatchewan.
What's your name?
Sean Carthew.
And what's your role here?
My role is I'm kind of doing everything. I help set up, I help make the sound. I guess I'm like a problem solver. Stage manager?
Sure, that sounds great. What's your number one sex tip?
Sex what?
Sex tip.
Oh, tip?
Yeah.
Penis?
Hi, what's your name?
Lee.
And what are you doing here tonight?
I brought some of my little art pieces down.
And what's your number one sex tip?
Have fun and don't overthink it.
Perfect, thank you. Hi, what's your name?
Artie.
And what are you doing here tonight?
I'm going to be doing weird performances.
And what's your number one sex tip?
Pull out.
That's good.
Hi, what's your name?
Hi, my name is Rogue.
And what are you doing here?
I'm technical supporting.
And what's your number one sex tip?
Driving.
Hi, what's your name?
Aiden Kennedy.
And what are you doing here?
I'm taking some video of masturbate tonight.
And what's your number one sex tip?
My number one sex tip? Always have the camera rolling.
Hi, what's your name?
Aaron.
And what are you doing here?
We're presenting a short film here at the Masturbate Festival.
And what's your number one sex tip?
Whisper.
Hi, what's your name?
Megan.
And what are you doing here?
I'm working the merchandise table.
And what's your number one sex tip?
Consent.
Hi, what's your name?
My name's Amelia Masturbator.
And what are you doing here tonight?
I am co-producing a threesome.
And what's your number one sex tip?
What's my number one sex tip? Oh God, there's so many, but you know, I'd say self-love. Learn to love your own body, and then any sex with a partner is so much better because you can be like, this is how you crest me over the edge.
Thank you.
This. Is this loud enough?
I think so.
Okay.
What's your name?
Margaret McTavish.
And
what are you doing here tonight?
I'm here being the sexy nurse for a wonderful cause for my daughter, Miranda.
And what's your number one sex tip?
My number one sex
tip.
That's a good thinker. I'm going to have to say, be true and be blue, but be happy.
Thank you. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Janice from accounting.
And what are you doing here tonight?
I'm doing a drag performance because I'm a drag queen.
And what's your number one sex tip?
My number one sex tip, don't be messy. Don't skip on the important parts of it. Take your time.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What is this? Hello?
Hi, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Dixie Q.
And what are you doing here tonight?
I'm going to be performing a drag performance of mine.
And what's your number one sex tip?
Never jam it in dry. Always use lube.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Scarlett O'Halia.
And what are you doing here tonight?
Tonight I'm going to be playing a character named Walda J. Palmlicker.
And what's your number one sex tip?
My number one sex tip is be yourself and just, you know, communicate.
Talk about it. Thank you so much. Hi, what's your name?
My name's Miranda.
What are you doing here?
It's my birthday party.
And what's your number one sex tip?
The secret ingredient is love.
Thank you. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, my name is Christian.
And what are you doing here tonight?
I am the wonderful bartender.
And what's your number one sex tip?
Probably the number one sex tip of all time. Safe sex.
Thank you.
No problem.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Taylor.
And what are you doing here?
I've come to masturbate at the Masturbate Festival.
And what's your number one sex tip?
Love yourself and lick yourself.
Thank you. Hi, what's your name?
I'm Bella Muerta. What about you?
I'm Liz.
Liz! Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. And what are you doing here tonight?
I'm going to be doing two acts. One of them is going to be a musical act. The second one will be sideshow and burlesque. Not very but you can wait and see, why don't you?
And what's your number one sex tip?
like it? I don't know. My number one sex tip. Oh God, you don't want to have sex with me. I mean, that's my number one sex tip.
Thank you.